From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. and North Korean officials met at the demilitarized zone Sunday to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un. On Sunday, Trump tweeted, "I truly believe North Korea has brilliant potential and will be a great economic and financial nation one day. Kim Jong-un agrees with me on this. It will happen." The U.S. ambassador to the Philippines and former ambassador to South Korea, Sung Kim, is leading the U.S. delegation at the preparation talks, which are expected to last until Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The on-again, off-again meeting between North Korea's leader and President Trump sounds like it could be on again.
We're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden has his doubts.
On balance, I'm modestly in favor of this going forward. And on balance, I'm modestly thinking it's more rather than less likely that it will happen.
And even if it happens, Senator Marco Rubio says,
he will not denuclearize, but he wants to give off this perception that he's this open leader, that he's peaceful.
Both Rubio and Hayden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim committed during their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. Moon said he urged Kim to directly engage with the U.S. to try to save the planned June 12th nuclear summit with Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. A high level